Pages 50 to 51. Paper 9. Written reception. 60 points. Laughter is no laughing matter. Cultural differences aside, one characteristic that people all over the globe share is laughter, although what is perceived as funny may not be the same for everyone. At about 4 months, long before they start talking, and no matter where they are born, babies begin laughing at funny sounds or faces people make. From that age on, smiling and laughing develop further as part of their social interaction and as a way of engaging others. Can laughter also be an indicator of the quality of the relationship between people who laugh together? One study conducted by Professor Gregory Bryant, an expert in communication at UCLA, involved 966 participants from 24 social groups, ranging from university students in Austria to villagers in New Guinea. The researchers played short recordings of laughter between pairs of American English speakers in real conversations. Half of the recordings were of laughter between friends, and half were between people who had just met. Based on what they heard, the participants were asked to decide whether the speakers were friends or strangers. The results showed an accuracy of 53 to 67%, verifying that there are different types of laughter depending on the connection you have with the people you are with. They also suggest that total strangers, like the people who took part in the research, can recognize the true relationship between those who are laughing. And yet, laughter does not only have a social function, it also contributes to our physical and mental well-being. Laughing helps lower blood pressure, reduces sugar level in the blood, relaxes our muscles, and even burns calories. In addition, research has shown that when we laugh, our brain releases endorphins, natural compounds that boost our mood and reduce the level of pain we feel. Thomas Benz of Reha Clinic in Switzerland advises integrating humor into chronic pain therapy. A study he conducted on the effect of laughter on pain tolerance showed that participants who watched comedy films were able to keep their hands in icy water longer than those who were not laughing. Moreover, their increased pain tolerance remained even 20 minutes after they had stopped laughing. However, Benz cautions that in order for laughter to be effective, it must come from the heart, since insincere smiles and fake laughter did not have similar effects. Another way of using laughter as a therapeutic tool can be seen in hospitals, where medical clowns help both patients and staff cope with unpleasant or painful medical procedures. Medical clowns accompany patients as they undergo treatment and try to distract them without interfering with the medical treatment. A study done at Beilinson Hospital in Israel shows the staff's support of medical clowning in children's wards. Those interviewed said that the presence of medical clowns improved staff efficiency, decreased the time it took to complete a procedure, and was far less emotionally and physically draining for patients, parents, and staff. As more studies are published, the functions laughter serves become clearer. Not only does laughter allow you to view the world from a more relaxed, cheerful, and positive perspective, it can also fulfill some serious and important functions in our lives, and that is definitely no laughing matter.